At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
This is Nick Urich, and you're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Jordano Diablo.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Jordano Diablo.
And this week we are joined in studio by comedian Katie Nix.
Hey guys, how's it going?
It's going well. Thanks for coming in. So Katie, why do you hate community Facebook groups?
Well, I think they're where common sense goes to die.
Just to die.
Yeah.
What happens in these groups that makes you think that there's no common sense?
You guys had messaged me and asked me if I wanted to do this show the other night, and I was like laying in bed and I was like, oh yeah, sure. Let me think of something that I hate. And as I was scrolling through my Facebook feed, like an idiot, there was a guy that had said in a North Ridgeville community Facebook group up in Lorain County that he was not voting for their school levy, which is based on your property taxes, because of the income tax agency that the city uses. And I was like, those aren't connected. And so when I tried to explain to him, like, these two things are not related, it's a dumb reason. Like, if you don't want to vote for your school levy, that's fine. Don't vote for your school levy. But you need to come up with a different reason. He was like, well, all the accounts are connected anyway. Because the government, like, it's deep state and the government's connected. And I'm like, no. There's so much of that stuff. Like, I used to be a newspaper reporter. And those pages are great from a crowdsourcing standpoint. Like, if somebody's having, like, you know, if there's issues with your water bills that are going, you can post, like, hey, if you're having issues with your water bill, shoot me a message. I'd love to talk to you. But then there's so much other terror, like, people just being so dumb.
It's people with too much time on their hands.
Correct.
I think the only time I've really come into contact with these places is when, you know, the bad posts escape the group,
yes,
and come into the public. The last time was somebody was taking photos of the sex workers on Lorain over on the near west side of Cleveland, and of course that made everybody lose their shit. Seems like there's a lot of narking going on, though.
Yes.
And I simply can't handle that. So what's the worst thing you've seen in one of these groups?
Oh, the worst thing I've seen in one of these groups. There's so much. I work up in Lorain County, so there's just so many things to pick from. The paper I used to work for, I was the Lorain reporter.
Mm.
And so there's just so many things to pick from when people get like, they will get going. I mean, I was a reporter during the election.
Ah.
And so there's just so many things that have happened over the course of the last 2 years in the administration to pick from. Like,
so is it just people that, you know, they're sharing their political posts to their community group instead of just on their normal Facebook?
It's that. It's people posing quite like, where were you? Do you remember what you were doing on 9/11? Like, why would you pose that to your community? Like, why do you need to know? Where the person that lives two blocks away from you, like, what they were doing.
Go have coffee and talk about right? that shit, you like, fucking weirdo.
I don't need that. Like, that's not what it's for. So I don't understand why you would intentionally put things like that, like, into the world when it's just not necessary.
Like you said, the constant narking. Just, like, I get, like, it's like you said, you work in Lorain County. Like, I remember I lived in Avon Lake for 6 months, like, in 2010, just lived with my uncle for a little bit. And I remember when his daughter, I knew she was doing heroin. And I said something to him, and he's like, oh, there's no way. There's no way. There's no way. Not around here. I'm like, let me break this down for you as somebody who has taken many opiates in my day. This is exactly where kids get it, because they have the fucking money to get it, and the pills aren't there anymore. And what I'm saying is people in those communities are so fucking naive, and they can't deal with the fact of the truth, so they place blame. So it goes, so then it gets onto a Facebook group, and they all talk about, well, no, it's got to be coming from this, no, you're all fucking morons, and if you just look inward, you'll see that the problem is that you give your kids too much fucking freedom, or you helicopter them way too fucking much.
Right.
It's one or the other. Fucking assholes.
So there's a middle where your kids won't be on drugs?
If you know what? Yes. Look at our friend Wes Allen, for example, who fucking is a very real fucking parent. His kids are going to turn out fucking great. They're not going to have fucking problems because they know what the real world is like, and they're being raised that way.
I mean, yeah. But Cash did dress up with a little bottle of poppers for his Halloween costume.
Which is funny as fuck. The kid's never done poppers.
It is funny.
Yeah, because that kid's fucking hilarious. He's a seventh grader who's got more common sense than half the adults I know.
That's all that it is. It's like it's common sense in what you're choosing to put out there, like what your community needs to know. Like they're Avon and Avon Lake played in high school football championships this week. The game was in North Ridgeville, and somebody was like, how much does the school district get when we host these games? Like, because the laymen on your Facebook page are going to know how much the school district gets when they play
who
these.
Who cares?
Well, and right, and like, why do you care? Like, why is that important? Elyria, they just had a new mayor come in, and that mayor is considering keeping the old mayor on and his staff. And Lorraine just had a new mayor come in, and so on the Lorraine pages, they're like, what would you do if the Lorraine mayor kept on the old mayor? Like, why, like, but he's not, so why are we having this, why is this a conversation that you feel like you have to have?
Especially with just, you know, well, like, the purpose of these, like you said, it's, you know, crowdsourcing, like, needed information for the community.
Right.
Like, that's the purpose of the pages.
Like, I use it for work because I'm not a reporter anymore because I don't hate myself anymore. It was like one of those things that like they told us all the way through J school, like, you're not going to be able to get a job. There's not going to be any work. I didn't have a hard time getting work, but I graduated in 2015 and they did not warn me that within 6 months I was going to be the enemy of the American people. And I was none of us were prepared for that.
Yeah. That's rough.
Because then you like come in contact with people when you're like out doing stories and they're like, you know, you hate Trump. And I'm like, I'm just here covering this sewer meeting. Like, I literally like, I don't care. Please just let me work for $28,000 a year and not talk to anybody. Like,
let me work at poverty levels just, right. You know, so I can eat.
Exactly.
Please.
Like when I bought my house, the mortgage company I went through made my boss sign a letter saying that I got overtime because my salary was so low. They didn't want to give me a loan for a house.
Wow.
Because without proof that I worked overtime.
That's ridiculous.
So, yeah, that was... So I work for a library system now, and we use those pages to, like, get word out about events and stuff like that. So it's...
what it should be used for.
Right. As opposed to just, like, you know, which newspaper do you think is better, the Plain Dealer or the Columbus paper? Well, we don't live in Columbus. Yeah. Like, why are you asking?
I don't know. Nobody fucking reads the paper anymore, so go on the fucking website, you jack off.
Right.
Oh, my God. I've recently, like, stopped using Facebook. Like, I'll log in once every couple days on the computer, took it off my phone, you know, because it's a time waster, and, like... I posted a couple things over the last couple months that, like, were completely innocuous that, like, turned into, like, big blow-ups in the comments section to whereas I fucking turned off, like, my own notifications. And I just, like, the problem with it is it gives everybody a fucking voice, and not everybody deserves to have a voice.
Right.
No, not everybody does, but it does help you kind of weed people out. At the end of the day.
Yeah, but I can tell somebody's a moron by, like, looking at their profile picture, let alone reading their fucking what they say in the comments, and they don't use punctuation or a period at the end of a sentence.
But Jordan, that's classist of you to assume that somebody is not, smart just because they don't use good grammar and punctuation.
You're right. It does weed out fucking morons. And that's why we were talking about like Facebook pages before you got here. And we were talking about this kid who started a Facebook page for the Parma Police Department.
And those are great.
And he ended up going to jail over
it. Oh, yeah. I read about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's a friend of a friend. And, oh, okay. What was it that he said
there's a curfew in the city of Parma tonight, and if we see anybody outside, we will open fire.
And people lost it.
Lost their shit.
Well, because I remember reading that happened, because then when it went to court, because he sued them, mm-hmm. and won.
He ended up winning, yeah.
And that was when I saw it, but I was just like, if that's not just the most Parma thing I have ever heard in my entire life. Like, it was going to happen in three places: Parma, Eastlake, or Barberton. Like, those are the three where
or Youngstown.
Like, those are where it's gonna happen.
And that's great. And then, like, from there, like, they created a few different groups just like making fun of those groups. Like, there was one for Tremont that they did, not police, but like just the Tremont Crime Watch or whatever. And then that turned into, once that one got shut down, they did that. And this one still exists. I believe it's called the Seven Hills Crime Stopwatch.
Oh no.
And like, it's just like, I mean, it's like six people that post on there, and it's like all the dudes who run it and stuff. I pay attention to it because it's fucking hilarious. So like, I saw a man in a blue blazer walking down 82. He looked very, very suspicious. Please let me know if you have any information. Just like stupid shit like that.
But like in the Avon Lake pages that I'm in, like that stuff happens all the time, and they're being dead serious. Like, they're like I saw a car that drove down my block a couple of times. Like, maybe they live around the corner and they've had to run out to the store a couple. Like, what do you care?
Or like, in Avon Lake, where they fucking have like everybody puts out their fucking, you know, like unwanted furniture and stuff, right? And like people drive around looking for that shit.
Yeah, it's just there's an Avon group that I'm in, and they have this big shopping plaza up there called Avon Commons, and there's a giant boulder. And people, I don't know how they do it, but they take this turn where the boulder is too fast, and it's happened like 15 times where the car gets stuck on it. And like a tow company has to come and pry the car off of the boulder and back onto the ground. And you're just like, how does this keep happening? But so it's funny to look at. And then it turns into just this like crazy ass argument underneath of it about like old Avon versus new Avon. And I'm like,
wait, what?
Why? Like, why are we fighting about it? Because people from new Avon don't necessarily respect the
boulder. What is this West Side fucking story?
It's like, but it's one of those things that I just am like, why can't we just all get along and be happy? And you guys are having a fun time going to Heinen's. Like, just do that. Like, I don't understand why we have to fight about this.
God, white people are fucking dumb, dude.
Yeah, and it does seem to be a white thing.
Oh, it's definitely a white thing. We're going to call it what it is.
I just haven't been added to any groups that aren't, but
it's because you're Jewish.
I think I got kicked out of the East Lake community group because I'm Jewish.
That's a little too far east. they wouldn't have cut you off at Beechwood. Yeah. Well, actually, they would, because you're not a money Jew. So they you're
a money Jew.
It's Beechwood. It is what it is. I've lived all over Northeast Ohio. I've lived in Akron. I've lived in Avon Lake. I've lived in fucking Cuyahoga Falls, Cleveland Heights. Like, I've lived in Lakewood. I've lived in Trima. I've seen it all.
Yeah.
You know all the Jews, huh?
No. I just know all the people. Okay. I used to deliver pizzas in Kinsmen. Okay.
It's one of those things I love about Northeast Ohio is that you can go up to somebody and be like, oh, where'd you go to high school? And then you know everything you need to know about them, because we all know like the little stereotypes that are associated with all of those. We're just like, oh, okay.
Oh, you're that person.
Gotcha. Like, I don't need to know anything else.
Oh, you graduated from Valley Forge. So when did you start wearing Juggalo face paint?
That's why I hide my roots. because I went to Orange High School. And, yeah, I definitely don't act like I come from money, so.
No, no. I don't come from money, and I don't act like I come from money. I'm poor trash, and I always will be.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of it.
You definitely will always be poor trash.
I wear it like a badge of honor.
Yeah. So what's the Cuyahoga Falls Facebook group like?
The Cuyahoga Falls one is called Cuyahoga Falls Talk of the Town. They gave it its own special name.
Ooh.
And I have those... I have that one hidden, so I don't necessarily see it all the time unless somebody's like, oh my God, you will not believe this. And then I'll go into it and look at it. But like most of the time I don't, because it's people that are going in and are like, I heard sirens at 2:34 in the morning over on 11th Street. And I was wondering if anyone knew what was going on. Like, no one knows what happened there. Like,
Cuyahoga Falls is pretty big, so that's...
I want to start one for when I lived in Old Brooklyn. Like, I heard gunshots on West 17th Street, and
well, like
people, so did everybody else.
People will go on July 3rd and be like, I think I heard gunshots. And we're like, all right, guys, let's use a little common sense about where we're at in the summer and think about the fact that we're also in Cuyahoga Falls, so it's probably not gunshots.
Fireworks don't sound like guns.
Like, we're too white trash for it to be guns. It's just fireworks on a Tuesday, like, I promise.
Well, that's the thing. Like, when I was in Eastlake, they're, you know, very white trash. There were gunshots, like, you know, but it was from people, like, target shooting in their backyard.
Right.
For the most part.
For the coming apocalypse.
Well, I mean, you got to be prepared, you know. The zombies are like tomato cans.
Wait, what do they have out in Eastlake? What are the, what's the things in the woods? The melon heads?
That's Kirtland.
I thought it was Eastlake.
That's Kirtland that has the melon heads.
That's creepy.
That's, I don't remember.
That's a real, I'm not making that up.
What
fucking
is
look it?
It
up. They're fucking mutants that, I forget the whole story, but they're mutants that live in the woods and they eat people. They have really big heads.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Blanchard told me about that at a show once. It was another, like, three people at a show. So he's like, oh, you guys are for Kirtland? Have you heard about the melon heads? I was drinking too much. I forgot all of it. But, yeah, I'm familiar with it. The East Lake group kicked me out. I don't remember why. Because I was, like, when I was living there, my roommate added me. He's like, you got to see this. And I looked and I was like, oh, people are driving too fast. Yeah, I agree. But what are we going to do about it on Facebook?
Complain about it.
Yeah. It's a lot of complaints that I don't know if people can find resolution for their complaints. I just think they feel happy about actually having a forum for it where they think people are reading it.
Yeah, I was very excited because I was a reporter in Lorain County. I left for about 3 months to take a job in Lakewood, which didn't work out, and I ended up going back to the paper. But in that 3 months, I had removed myself from all of those Lorain County groups and was so excited that I was like, oh my God, like, I finally don't have all of this in my life anymore. And then when I went back, I was like, shit. And had to like go back through and request, because you have to request to be in them. You can't just add yourself back in, so you just have to be
do
like,
an extensive background check.
Yeah.
Well, oh yeah, she's white.
Because some of them will be like, what's your address in Lorain? I'm like, I just work here. Like, please, like, I don't
get fucked, weirdos.
Yeah, I don't want to give my address to people. No. That's asking for trouble.
I've made enough enemies.
It's already easy enough to find me as it is.
Yeah.
Like, well, that's what, like, it's one of those things, if you really want to know, like, if you really are that curious about it, like, it's a public record somewhere probably. Like, look it up in the Board of Elections. Look me up in the county auditor's office.
I don't use my real name on anything. Like, I think if you search my real name, formerly my old MySpace would come up, but I don't think, I think they wiped those completely. Yeah. So. Well, I'm sure it's on a server somewhere, but, like, you can't find that anymore.
Right. You can't stumble on those anymore.
And, like, I was gonna bring that up, though, like, you know, like, how on Facebook, like, you see what people post and shit. I miss the days of MySpace where, like, you had to comment on somebody's wall, you know, like, to talk to them. And then there was a little thing in the side where, like, people would post, like, little bulletins. And you could choose if you wanted to read what that dipshit had to say, or you could choose not to.
Right.
Whereas Facebook came along and it's like, here's all my bullshit and everybody else's bullshit, and now we're going to argue about it.
Right.
Fucking bring back MySpace and Zanga. I've been preaching Zanga for years.
I don't even know what that is, I don't think.
It was right before MySpace got big. It was just like a fucking dipshit, like, posting site, you know?
I had a MySpace for a couple months, and then it was like, it came out that, you know, pedophiles were using it basically to get children, or I don't know if that was ever even true, but my middle school principal went through and found everybody that had a MySpace and then emailed their parents. And so my parents were like, you
fucking
don't
narc.
Right. And so we were like, my parents were like, you don't need this, and we had dial up at the time, and I was like, you're right, it's not worth it, like, it's not worth all that effort, like, go ahead, delete it.
Yeah, I actually, my first week of having a MySpace profile, I got added by a 14-year-old boy, and I was like, this is clearly a trap. There is no reason for you to be adding me, but I posted on his wall, I always wanted a 14-year-old friend, and now I have one. I never heard from him again. So I'm pretty sure it was a trap. I had a rule with, like, my friend's kids and shit. Like, you know, none of the kids can add me on social media, because it's like, you know, I'm an adult comedian. Like, you don't need to be, like, reading my shit.
Yeah.
But they're, like, I actually...
To combat that, though, I'm sorry, but, like, you know, looking at porn when you're a kid, and it's like, are you 18 years old? Yeah. Like, fuck no, but okay. All I have to do is click yes.
Yeah.
So people can still read your shit.
That's I was living in North Carolina for a little bit.
I'm sorry.
It was fine. I was literally only there for 6 months, and I actually got too homesick and moved home. Like, that was how much I did not vibe with North Carolina. But I wanted to find Great Lakes while I was down, like Great Lakes Brewing Company while I was down there, and I knew that there were like a couple little tiny hole in the wall places that would probably carry it. And before you go on their website, they're like, are you 21 and older? I'm like, what is it? Like, who is gonna know?
it's gotta be a liability thing.
Yeah, like they have to ask you.
Yeah. And surprise, yeah. I've got friends down in North Carolina. It's not too bad, but I imagine.
I have family down in North Carolina. It's bad.
With where I was living, it wasn't terrible. It was just one of those things that I moved down there with my dog, and I knew no one else.
Yeah.
And the paper I was working at, it was all people, with the exception of like a handful, that were all in like their early 20s, had just gotten out of college, and they were all super competitive, so they didn't really want to be friends.
Oh.
And I was just like, okay, well, this sucks. Yeah. Like, so I had a friend that messaged me, and they were like, hey, this job at the Chronicle Telegram opened up, and I was like, sure, I'll move home and work 45 minutes to an hour away from where I live, but that's fine.
Yeah, that's not a bad commute.
It's not. It's just long. Mm-hmm. It's pretty boring. Because, like, it's one of those things that if I was working in Cleveland, that's, with traffic and everything, probably the same drive. But, like, when you're driving to Lorain County, there's no one around you.
That's true.
It's, like, very desolate. And
yeah, I stopped, like, I really didn't spend, the most time I spent in Lorain County was when Ramon first started, and he was running shows out there at this little hole in the wall called Shots, where you had to buzz the door to get in.
I'm not sure that's still even there.
That it wouldn't surprise me.
I'm not sure that that's there still.
Well, the first time I went there, we showed up, a gang of us, and then like immediately after the show, everybody in the bar tried to sell us drugs. Every single person there. It was like, what are we getting into here? But I used to go there every week because they let me smoke inside, and that was, I missed that.
I think with these Facebook pages, if they're going to exist, because like print is basically dead.
Right.
There should be a group of like three elected moderators who are normal people who actually moderate what people can and cannot post on there. That's not affecting anybody's freedom of speech. It's affecting people's freedom of stupidity. And that's how I think those pages should be ran.
Well, that's what, at the paper I worked at, it was a very, they have a very active community. They would post something and it'll get, you know, it'll hit 15,000 people when they post it. And there is a dedicated person that basically their job is just watching those comments and making sure that they don't post anything. And before Facebook had a filter for language, people would go on and, you know, call elected officials N-words and stuff like that. And then they would get mad when the comments would get deleted and be like, you're affecting my freedom of speech. And they're like, no, that's not what freedom of speech is. Like,
no, you have the freedom to say it. I have the freedom to delete it because you're not free of consequence.
Right. So it was just, it's...
Man.
So it's like, it's not that, it's not even that pages are necessarily a problem. It's the fucking people.
Right.
Yeah, but it's the people that see this is my big forum.
Right. And then there being moderators that, I mean, it, obviously you, people have jobs, people have lives, you can't sit and look at the page all the time. But if the person doesn't have their own set of common sense to begin with,
yeah,
having them there in the first place doesn't matter. Like,
it's I moderate a group of like 2,500 people, and it is almost a full-time job. Just from keeping out like the spam, and but I haven't really had to.
That page hasn't been bad though lately, I don't think, but I've not been on it very much.
It's well, I usually get the spam like right when it pops up because like I'm a lunatic. I'll just look at my phone all the time. Like, all right, check groups. Okay, but it's also like, you know, people will post like, I want like one show flyer a week, and for per show, and some people just run a bunch of shows. So it's like, all right, well, I can't really do anything about this because that's not fair. But you know, that's, it's a, I can't imagine doing that for a community of 15,000 people. But you can also turn on post approvals.
Yeah, there people. Are there are a couple of groups that I'm in that like the Avon group, there is a post approval. But if you're approving a post where people are running their cars over boulders, like, that's what's gonna happen.
At least that's like, entertaining. Right. Like, look at this dipshit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I, man, that's like out in the country stuff, though. Like, there was a guy I know that he had boulders lining his front lawn. The city made him get rid of them because drunk drivers kept hitting his boulders.
That's their fucking problem.
But it became a hassle to, like, have to come over to his house all the time and, like, clean up a mess.
Well, then you'd think people would learn a fucking lesson.
They don't.
Well, right. Like, if the boulders are there, they're stopping the drunk drivers from hitting his house.
Yeah, you would think. But, you know, that's not how the city saw it.
That's... City government's fun that way. Mm-hmm. That's almost never the way it goes.
No, whatever costs us the least amount of money. That's usually how it goes. So let's see. There's I was in the Detroit Shoreway group for a little bit, and then they kicked me out for some reason. I've been kicked out of a lot of these groups, and I don't know why. Because I wasn't active in them. I would just lurk, and maybe that's why. You have to be a certain amount of active, otherwise they just think you're a spy.
I don't know that I've ever made anybody mad enough that I've gotten kicked out. I've gotten people messaging me that they're like, hey, what are you doing?
I get deleted. Like, I mean, like, if I say something people don't like, but I don't care.
Right.
Like, honestly, like, my biggest problem with, like, being involved in the comedy community for the last 5 or 6 years is getting added by people I don't know, and they only add me because, and I've bitched about this on the show before, but, like, about how, like, just because we have 76 mutual friends means nothing to me.
Right.
So, like, sure, I'll add you, and I immediately unfollow you because I don't know who you are and I don't care what you have to say.
Right.
Just, it is what it is.
I got another weekend of that this past weekend. I got, like, 15 people just added me out of nowhere.
Yeah, like, I just, when I logged back into Facebook a few days ago, there was, like, 4 or 5 friend requests, and I was like, I don't know you.
I made the mistake of doing one of those stupid lady yelling at the cat memes about how people pronounce Cuyahoga Falls, because you can tell if you're from there based on whether or not you say Cuyahoga Falls or Cuyahoga Falls.
Mm-hmm.
People that are from Cuyahoga Falls will drop 3 syllables out of the middle of the word, and So I did that as a meme, and it got a couple thousand shares on it. But I was getting friend requests from people that were sharing it, and I was like, I, like, you can share it, that's fine, but like, I don't need to be your friend because of it. Like, that's not, like, I got like 35 friend requests. I was like, I'm not adding any of you. Like,
I don't blame you.
Delusional.
Yeah. Like, you don't have, I did shit get shared all the time. I don't know who posted it, but if it's funny, I'll fucking share it.
Right.
I don't need to know who the person is.
No, that that's happened to a few people that I know, that they'll share a thing and then all of a sudden they'll get all this. I just don't think there's a standard social media etiquette that everybody knows when it comes to things like that. Like, you share a thing, that doesn't mean, like...
Well, it's too much of a melting pot for there to be any specific type of etiquette. You know what I mean? There's too many people. There's too many different types of people. There can't, like, nobody's going to go by some code. You know what I mean? Like, it's the fucking Wild West.
Well,
and I wish I could say it's just old, like, it's just boomers. It's just, and it's not.
No.
Like, it's people that I'm like, you're 17. Why are you behaving this way?
Exactly. Like, exactly.
You should know better. We're born with a phone in your hand, for God's sakes.
I 100%. I'm just like, sometimes I'm just like, sometimes I'm like, oh, wow, some of these kids are, you know, they're growing up in an era where it's like, okay, you should accept people for who they are and blah, 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 this, that, the other thing. And it's like, you're 17. Why are you an asshole already? Like, you haven't even experienced anything, like, at all. I it blows my mind sometimes. But that's like I said, I'm on Twitter still all the time.
I am too.
But like Facebook, I can't do it anymore because it's easier. Like, I can ignore people and their comments, it's fine. But like, on Facebook, I'm more apt to reply to somebody's negativity.
It gives you the little box right there to do it. And right, I'm like, whereas, like, I'm like, now you're taunting me.
Like, I woke up to two tweets today, two rando fucking people making fun of a picture that got retweeted to me by somebody that was fucking verified. They were like, oh my God, shave your face, blah, blah, blah. And I just, like, I looked at both their pages. One had two followers and one had three. And then there was this guy from Australia who was like, hey, don't body shame, blah, 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 this, that, the other thing. And I said to the guy, I was like, hey, I appreciate your positivity. They have five followers combined, so who gives a shit? Like, I could not care less, like, what any, like, I can just ignore those fucking morons, you know? I could, like, one time...
I can ignore it usually up until the point where I'm just like, that's factually inaccurate. Like, the guy with the income tax versus the property tax thing. Like, it was just one of those things I was like, no, that is gonna bother me if I don't make sure that you know of it, like...
You're wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
You're like there was a guy on Twitter today that he was a Columbia journalism professor who shared an op-ed from Cleveland.com and said it was from Jim Jordan's hometown newspaper. And I was like, Jim Jordan's from 3 hours from here. No. Like, he's significantly closer to Dayton, Cincinnati, and Columbus. Like, you can't say. And so when it's factually inaccurate, I'm almost like incapable of correcting it,
but people believe what they want to believe,
right?
And that's really what it comes down to, is you,
which is a whole other thing I hate.
Yeah. you can tell, so you can be like, no, like, look, you know, 2 + 2 = 4, and if they don't believe that, I mean,
if Breitbart, like, says, like, that it's not
fucking flat, I mean, flat earthers, like, you right. can, like, oh, like, there's no point in arguing with that, like, no. I'm just like, you're okay, and Armageddon's gonna happen too. God's gonna destroy the earth, whatever. It's not gonna be man and nuclear war. Okay, call it whatever you want. I don't give a shit.
Have you found that Twitter is more a better resource for being a journalist than Facebook?
Not in Lorain County, it wasn't. Just because those pockets of people in Lorain County really liked to live in those Facebook groups, whereas, like, not so much on Twitter, and it's harder to find contingents of people on Twitter, I think, because, like, if you're complaining about something in North Ridgeville, you're not hashtagging North Ridgeville when you do it, so it's a little bit harder to
find. And if you are, you have too much time on your hands.
Exactly. So, like, it was one of those things that, like, Lorain has three groups, so if I had a question about something in Lorain, it was just going to be easier for me to do that than for me to go through all of this stuff. Like, the only time
the only time North Ridgeville is going to be trending is if there's a school shooting.
I mean, you're right.
But that, like, if you were, like, if I was looking for something about Lorraine on Twitter, I could search Lorraine, and that's fine, and I could geotag the search into, you know, that one specific area, but then you get people complaining about Lorraine Road. And so it's trying to then sift through all of the stuff that's actually trash, and it just wasn't worth it. It's almost easier to put it out into the universe and have them come talk to you as opposed to looking. That sounds so lazy from a reporter being like, looking for it's hard, but like...
But when I mean, you're looking, the scope of what you're trying to do, it makes sense.
Yeah, and I just searched on Twitter for North Ridgeville, and... You know, almost
nothing comes up, and so it just is one of those things that you have to think of. But like when I worked in North Carolina in Durham is very active on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
just as a community, so that was it was actually kind of funny because I would live tweet city council meetings, and just there was all kinds of sass that but nobody was reading them. It was just something goofy I did to try and make it through a 3-hour meeting,
right?
Because it was something that really worked in Durham that people paid attention to, but people in Lorain County, not so much. So
did you live in Cary while you were there?
I lived in Durham.
Oh, so just
I've been to Durham.
I lived in Durham, but it was in Orange County.
Okay.
So when I got down there and I was all hyped because like LeBron had just come back the year before and they were like, we don't care about that. You have to pick a basketball team. And I was like, okay, well, I'll go with Duke because I'm in Durham. And then I realized I lived in Orange County too. I was like, shit, that doesn't work. That logic doesn't work.
Yeah. It's man, they're a mess with their college sports down there.
So yes, I was right between the two. I was like,
when that's all you have. That and a tobacco company, so...
Tobacco's not there anymore, either.
Oh, no, it's not, is it?
No, it's all... They've, like, completely gentrified the tobacco buildings. Like, they're, you know...
Oh, that's...
Apartments. Yeah. It's super fun. They complain about that on Twitter. That's their... Gentrification is the big Durham thing to complain about on Twitter.
Makes sense.
I mean, you know, a lot of people complain about gentrification. I just think it's people complaining about, like, rents being raised more than anything else. It's the people actually complaining about gentrification have no stake in the game.
It has its ups and its downs.
A lot more downs.
Well, I always kind of base it off of, like if you live in Raleigh and you're complaining about gentrification in Durham, like... I don't know how valid your opinion. You don't live in that community. You don't work there. Like,
mm-hmm.
No.
You're just a part of the triangle. And right. You're just trying to be cool. And that's the same kind of thing with people complaining about gentrification in Lakewood that don't live in Lakewood.
Right.
And Lakewood was gentrified fucking 25 years ago.
What's so funny about that is when I worked in Lakewood, I worked for the city government, and the mayor there really wanted Lakewood to be considered like urban, like Lorain or Cleveland, and I was like, no. that is not what the city is. It's very compact. Mm-mm. There's a lot of people in a very small, it's the highest
per capita
in the state, but like it's not, I wouldn't call it urban. That's not the
it's
vibe.
Not
like that's not the vibe that I would get from Lakewood. So I was just like,
nothing
no.
about nothing about you know, 1 mile by 3 or 4 miles is urban.
Right.
Sorry. It just doesn't
And their
work
Facebook
that way.
Page were, their community Facebook pages were fun because they had like the original one that started, and then people didn't like that one was being moderated. So they started a renegade one where there is no moderator.
those groups I've been added to too. And it's always just like, this is where my racist memes go.
Exactly. And then I added myself into a group that it was called a group where we all pretend to be baby boomers. Just because I read an article about it and I thought it was funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then so then it's one of those things that I'm scrolling through and I'm not sure if it's coming from like the Renegade Facebook pages that I'm on or if it's coming from that group. And so I have to scroll back up and I'm like, is it someone being ironic or is it someone being serious?
Yeah. That's difficult to tell sometimes.
Right.
Yeah.
God. I just... The thought... Like, Facebook pages, like, when they first became a thing, like, not for town... Like, it was, like, for bands. or for, you know, shit like that. And like, why you would need a community Facebook page? All right, when I lived in Denison and 18th, mm-hmm. The power would go out all the time, and that was some of the most fun I have ever had on Facebook, because everybody was, and you couldn't motherfuck Cleveland Public Power fast enough, and it was awesome. I just like watching like these people that I know live a street over from me, and everybody's motherfucking, and I would post stupid shit. I'm like, but you're all wasting your data because you're not on Wi-Fi because the power's not working right now. And people would be like, that's not what this is about.
Well, that's what, like,
it's like when the power's out, I made my own fun.
The Cuyahoga Falls page when the power goes out is insane because we're on our own grid, so we aren't beholden to the gods from First Energy or Ohio Edison or whatever. So when the power goes out in Cuyahoga Falls, it's a big ass deal. Everybody loses their shit about it. So it's like one of those things and I'm like, I like see it flicker and like my alarm clock will turn off and I'm like, I'm fine. It'll come back on within 2 hours. But I'm like, and I like go on Facebook just to see like, hey, is anybody else's power out? Like if your power's out and you look and like the block doesn't have lights on, like Everybody's power's off. You did not need to get onto Facebook to ask. Like,
or like I remember the one time this lady was complaining about it. She's like, my mom's on a breathing machine, the power's off. I'm like, why are you posting this on Facebook? Call the fucking ambulance, you asshole.
Right.
Like, when's the power gonna be back on? I understand that you can't afford a hospital bill. Can you afford a funeral? Because it's one or the other.
Right. Like, but I'm so guilty of that, too. Like, there's an app called Nextdoor that it's, like, your neighborhood.
Okay.
And back towards, it was the week of Halloween. Somebody came and, like, I live in a one-floor ranch. And okay. Someone was knocking and trying to get into the bedroom door while I was laying in bed.
Ooh.
And I was like, all right. But I saw, like, three what could have been teenagers run across the yard when I, like, got up. And so I was like, okay, is this somebody legitimately trying to break into my house, or is it kids being spooky?
Yeah.
So I like went on to the next door and was like, did this happen to anybody else on the block? Because if they're going from like door to door doing it, like, it's fine. I'll still call to let the police know that it's happening, but I'm not gonna like freak the fuck out about it. And then I was like, oh man, I am the person I hate the most.
Well, like, no, I turned into that person the other day, because I live in, you know, not the greatest neighborhood in Cleveland, not the worst either, but I saw this trashy fucking lady walking down the street real slow, it's fucking cold outside, and carrying, she has a bag, and just like being very suspicious, like just, you can tell, we smell our own. Like, and I live on the second floor, and I was like outside smoking, and I looked down, and like she's like looking, and you know, this is during a work day, like, but I work kitchen hours, so I work later, and I looked, and she's, you know, she sees me, and she's like, kind of like gets spooked, and I know what she's fucking doing. She's scoping for fucking Amazon packages. I'm not dumb. And she sees me and she's like, oh, hey, can I bum a cigarette? And I was like, no. I was like, what are you doing on the street? And she's like, I'm looking for, and then just started like walking very fast towards like the main road and then took a right. And I had gone downstairs, grabbed the mail when the mailman got there. And I was like, did you see this lady? He's like, yeah. And I called the non-emergency line. I was like, hey, just so you know, there's a lady fucking scoping out houses. And they're like, oh, okay. They're like, next time, they're like, don't even bother calling. They're like, call 911 because you can do it for a non-emergency. They're like, we'll just send a car out. And I'm like, all right, cool. Like, I don't care because I have shit coming to my house. I'm not a rich person. You steal my shit, I will.
Right. I can't afford to replace that if it gets stolen.
Like, I will throw a fucking 5-pound rock at your head. I don't care. Call me a narc. I don't give a shit.
Hey, the police are there to protect property.
Yeah. Protect my fucking property.
So Yeah.
Well, and but people will go on the community Facebook groups, and like if they've got like the cameras outside their doors and somebody like go like comes up, they'll post it. And I'm like, but did you call the police? And they're like, well, no.
Can you believe what this person did? Like, oh, it was illegal.
Right. Like, did you call the cops?
Are you hoping a cop sees this?
Right. Like, I just don't
or understand. Like the cops who post like those Facebook pages, the cops who post racist shit from their fucking personal pages. I'm like, do you have any common sense whatsoever? Right. Like, if you're gonna be an asshole in private. Don't fucking post it on your fucking Facebook
page. Or if you're gonna do it, if you're gonna do it on your Facebook page, don't do it with your real first and last name.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah, you have your main and you have your alternate account. That is how it works now.
I see, and I was told kind of in J school that if, you know, you applied for a job, they go to look you up on Twitter and it's locked or your Instagram's locked, like that's a really good way to not get a job.
Hmm.
Because they want you to have an online presence, but if it's locked down, that means you're posting things that you're not supposed to.
Yeah.
And if you're posting things you're not supposed to with your real name attached to it, somebody's going to see it and screenshot it, and you're going to get in trouble.
Yeah, well, that's why I changed my name.
Yep, you and me both. Do not go by my real name, have not. And I mean, for jobs, sure, but right. Like other than that, no. My online presence, absolutely not. Like, my stage presence, absolutely not. No fucking way.
No.
I've pissed too many people off my fake name. My real name doesn't need to be out there.
Well, it's just this whole thing's a fucking character anyway, so it's not like you're getting the actual me through the social media anyway.
Yeah, people don't understand that.
I mean, I would say everybody's probably some sort of character on social media. It's all some sort of exaggerated version of what you are. I don't know anybody's...
Or if you're a sociopath, it's a de-escalated version right, of yourself.
Exactly. Like, you either amp it up or you tone it back down based on kind of like...
In one way or another, you're a psychopath, right. So whatever.
Exactly.
But you'd think people would tone it back more on the community pages because they know kind of where you live.
Right. Well, because then, like, I'll be, like, I don't get confrontational with people. But, like, I'll see people that they'll get super confrontational... In a Lorraine page, you click on them, you see that they have themselves marked as living in North Ridgeville, and then are pissed when people are like, well, what do you mean? Like, why are you even on this page to begin with? You don't even live here. And the guys will get, like, all mad that, you know, inevitably have, like, Camaros as their profile picture will get all mad.
Of course.
Yeah, when I recently, a couple months ago, said something on Facebook that pissed somebody off, And I wasn't going to argue with this person, but I was like defending what I said and I was not being argumentative. I was just stating my opinion. And this person is known for arguing with people on Facebook and finally says, well, I'm not going to waste my time because I don't argue with people on Facebook. And it took every ounce of my being to be like, that's your entire online presence. But I didn't say it, and I should have. But I was just like, no, that's just going to spark more shit. So I'm going to be the person and just let that one go.
Well, that's it. Like, there are some comedians that I'm friends with that one of them will post something, and then I'll just, like, sit and wait for who I know their antagonist is to, like, come out of the woodwork and start harassing them. And I'm just like, all right, we're going to leave this tab open.
That's how you know when I'm, like, when I was bored on Facebook is, like, when I would see something that was going to, like, spark a crazy, like, oh, the comment section's going to be great. And nothing that I posted from, but I turned on the fucking notifications because I couldn't wait to see what people said. There's entertainment there.
Oh, yeah.
There's entertainment there.
So, Katie, you're a fan of the John Hensler show, I'm assuming.
He said that, and I was like, you can just out John Hensler. It's fine. Like, we all know.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Yes. I think I have John hidden. I might have hidden John. But, people will post stuff, and I'll just be like, "All right, John's gonna be here soon."
Yeah, It's we have our own little Facebook community that
Cleveland Akron comedy page can get a little community Facebook pagey sometimes. It's not been bad lately, but I've seen it get out of hand before.
Yeah, but sometimes when it gets out of hand, it's a good thing.
Sometimes it's real funny, and so I'm just like, all right, we're just gonna see where this goes.
Yeah. But it's for the most part, it gets good when somebody wanders in and has no idea what the hell is going on.
Yes,
that's always fun for a few minutes. But then, like, if they continue to not knowing what's going on, then they're out, because then it's not funny anymore.
Right. Like if you come in and it's your first day on the page and you're like, are there any shows tonight? Like, all it takes is literally one person being like, look at the mics at the top of the page.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the Cleveland Comedy Open website.
Yeah.
Go to town. And then if you come in 2 days later and ask again, are there any mics tonight? Like, that's when people are going to lay into you, because your questions have been answered.
Yeah. Well, it's also, you're just giving me this look because you knew who I'm going to tell you. Who's been doing it for years.
He's still funny.
I mean, he's dumb. He's dumb, and that is my problem with him. I'm sorry.
Just as you were saying it, I was just slowly going like, yep. I'm waiting.
All right, you already outed John Hensler. When are you going to out Desmond Turner?
That was who I had like in my head.
Oh, man.
And then Steve Murr's like sliding into the comment section on that. Like,
oh, I love when he lights people up.
I know. It's so much fun.
He's so good at being fucking mean but poignant.
It's a very quick, like, I don't do crowd work because I am not good at thinking on my feet at all. Like, my go-to insult is gonna be like, yeah, well, you have small dick. Like, that's it. Like, that is all I've got. So I just don't do it. Like, I've not been heckled yet, but I know the second I do it, like, it happens, I'm just gonna be like,
it's fun.
Your mom. Like, I'm not, like, I have no.
It's fun. You'd be surprised at how quick you can come up with shit. Like, it's like, all you have to do is, like, just find that mean part of you. And, like, my favorite thing about when I did comedy was when people would. So I love dressing people down. Just like, come on, go ahead. I dare you. I dare you. Because it's fucking fun that way.
Dressing people down like you're undressing people with your words.
Basically.
I was at a show on Thursday where I don't know why it was like a 65, 70-year-old couple. I don't know why they were there. They were at Comedy Cabin. And she started, I think, inadvertently heckling Josh Lawhorn. And, like, he was having none of it. And I don't think she was necessarily doing it on purpose, but it was so much fun to watch.
Like, yeah, that can turn ugly real quick, though, when it's, like, they don't know what they're doing. Just give them a pass, but
right.
It's...
He didn't, like, attack her or anything. Like, it was just more, like, he was telling a joke about he had broken up with his girlfriend, and the last thing he said to her was, like, make sure you pull out. It's a one-way street. Make sure you pull out going the right way. And, like, nobody laughed at it. So the lady goes, well, did she? So, like, they had, like, a dialogue back and, like, so I don't think she was, like, intentionally heckling him, but, like, it was a good time.
That does sound like a good time.
It sounds like a Facebook comment.
Yeah.
Well, did she? Like in Mallrats, like right. Well, did he come? Jesus, man, there's some things you don't talk about.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So, Katie, where can we find you on the internets?
I am on Twitter at Katie H. Nix and on Instagram at the Katie Nix.
Well, there you go.
Don't send me friend requests on Facebook.
Yeah, just don't do it. Be an adult and follow like a good person.
Right.
Yeah. So, Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates community Facebook groups as much as Katie Nix.
No, there's another. I won't apologize again. I'm a rampant offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep standing up and falling on my face. Feed me nothing, angel.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.